congregation, settle in your seats. The Reverend Front Aloud is on the mic and about to speak. I'm about to freak you out, make you shiver in the pew while I'm delivering to you my sermon and divinity and soup. Trust but the one true God, it's a fact. Anybody else who ever had a God, their God's whack. We ain't gotta worry about him. We pick the right horse, yeah, it's the right house of worship, of course. And forces are gathering out in the world to diminish our faith in ways radical and thorough, to discourage us from loving anything that's immaterial, to tempt our children with ever fruitier cereal, and worst of all, to call us idiots while they do it. My congregation, listen, I'm about to walk you through it. We're gonna take the nation back from the heathens that's within it. We're gonna get the most egregious of the atheists in prison, cause a schism while we're at it, but emerge on top. And once we purify the ranks, we won't stop. We'll purify your minds of what's illegitimately thought. It's not to be a battle indiscriminately fought, but an orchestrated effort, and I'm gonna need you to commit. Might take a couple generations for this devil tree to quit. Start with the kids, in fact, they get distracted from the Lord. So I'd like you to write a couple letters to your school board.
Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little likelier than Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humming, and that was the origin of the species. Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little likelier than Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humming, and that was the origin of the species.
Ever done for us, but trumpeted that when ashes go to ashes and dust to dust. Despite the fuss of living, energy gets conserved, denying the weight of the soul of a man. This is ill-deserved. This is still the curse of Copernicus that we suffer. Secular thought ought not to overflow its buffer and run roughshod through the minds of you, the population. Heretics such as Dawkins and Sagan overstep their station to say that what we see and what we believe should be confluent. Look to your reverend to end apostasy. What I'm doing, look to your holy book to light the way. That is its purpose. Open it up and you'll find Eden for your even scratch the surface. Sure, this should be mirrored in the textbook verbatim, but I'm not in a position yet to issue ultimatum. So I lay down my scheme, we'll make it seem as though creation isn't anything we'd like to interject to education. We'll wrangle up the language, science, data, theorem, the irreducible complexity of the ears we use to hear them, gnashing teeth and wailing from Kansas to PA. Yes, my flock, I talk of futures not imminent but underway. Already established an institute for discovery, discovered that Darwin is dead without look grim for recovery. School moms will soon say that he burns in a fiery. See, think how much like paradise that's gonna be.
Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little likelier than Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humming, and that was the origin of the species. Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little likelier than Adam and Eve? Did a lot of humming, and that was the origin of the species. Do you really believe we were nothing but the monkeys swinging up in the trees? Don't it seem a little
All right, ladies and gentle people type folks, this is Mr. Skullhead for the Chicken Skullhead Show, which tonight is going to be the Mr. and Mrs. Skullhead Show. I like to call it Loathing After Dark. Is that what you like to call it?
Well, sometimes.
Loathing in the twilight? The gloaming?
Loathing in the hoving?
Loathing in the back door?
No.
No.
No, not that.
No, never in the back door.
Okay.
If that mic will go any closer to your face, though, Mrs. Kelly, just fully put it.
This mic sucks ass. How's, oh my god, it's in my lips.
That's so much better, though.
But I don't want to give the mic a blowjob.
Yes, you do. Mm. Fazuliman says both voice levels are good, though. So
sweet.
We'll quit.
Sleep.
Messing with it. Fazuliman's going to sleep. Presumably, hopefully not alone. And, yeah, we got 10 dozen minutes of pretending we know anything about this game with Mr. and Mrs. Skullhead. And perhaps Lyania, but no, not Lyania. She's busy.
No, she's busy. She's actually doing work.
Yeah, she does stuff that I don't do. Sorry about the late start, guys. I was sitting in front of the computer, like you do, writing some kick-ass content for NS13, and I glanced at the clock, and it said 5:45. And then I realized that I had no one to do the show with, and the show started in 15 minutes. So thank you to Fusilibon for starting a little yeah, going a little over for us. And we have questions. So feel free to send your game-related questions to Radio Bugbear as private messages. However, since we don't really know that much about the game, you should probably send questions that are more about life in general and sex in particular. Well, no, we can't have a sex show. The mods will kill us.
Yeah.
They'll kill us.
That's okay, even though that is what I know the most about in general. Okay. All right. But I also know a lot about grammar. Starting with Katarina Nevaine's question, what is the plural of only child? Is it only children or only childs? And it is only children.
Yeah, only childs would only be the possessive.
Yeah, you could have an apostrophe. The only child's doll was in the doll house. Yeah.
Right. I don't know what the plural of Julia Childs is.
Julia.
Wait, she's not Julia Childs, she's Julia Child. Never mind, that's not funny at all. I don't know what the plural of Julia Stiles is either, so it's a good thing there's only one of her.
All right.
Isambol asked us last week to play Salisbury Hill, and indeed we did, during the Monday show. And Jake pointed out that that song is in 7/4 time.
Hmm.
It's a very, very strange time signature on that.
But I can bounce to it, and that's the important part, you know. Do, 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 do. Yeah.
Shining.
All right.
Let's see. Fred Levi says, can't log on for a minute if you don't log off right. What's all this about? Is this because I blew up my Ascension by logging in with my Wii when my laptop was froze up ascending?
Yeah, you broke Ascension.
Yeah, now it's broken for everyone, you jerk. No, we had to institute that policy of having to wait for 60 whole seconds to log back in, because there is an exploit that some exploiters were exploiting that had to do with failing to log off and logging back in right away.
Exploiting.
Yeah, with exploitation. I'm not entirely sure what it was. Maybe it was black exploitation, and it just enabled them to run around going, Dynamite!
Okay.
But, yeah, we had to do it. If it really, really bothers you, just make sure to hit the log off link, and if that just isn't possible, then you gotta wait 60 seconds. And you could take that 60 seconds
to steal a car.
Yeah. It would be gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah, you could steal it.
You take those 60 seconds.
Not that Kingdom of Loathing in any way is behind stealing cars.
No. Or having blonde dreadlocks like Angelina Jolie. Or acting like Nicolas Cage.
Or having his face.
Yeah, we're certainly opposed to people having Nicolas Cage's face. Even John Travolta. Insinuate says, can we have something that tells us how much we've donated to each of the gates in the Hall of Legends? Oh, and how about something that tells us how many sex changes? You can have that something. That something would be your Windows notepad or your Excel spreadsheet, where if you're really that into getting trophies, you would write those things down so that you would remember. But we're not going to help you get trophies. That's part of the fun.
Let's see here.
Route says, my Crimbo reindeer somehow disappeared. Is that possible? No, that is impossible.
Nothing's impossible.
It's a cromulent word. I would recommend, Route, that you send me a message, and I will try and see where your Crimbo reindeer might have gotten to. I suspect that it's hiding in your closet or your storage.
Probably. Thank you, Selenia.
I did get a couple of angry messages from someone a couple of months ago. That was, I can't find this thing. It's disappeared from my inventory, and I don't have it anymore.
Fuck you guys for stealing my stuff.
Well, I've been hacked, OMG. And I looked, and I looked, and I looked, and said, no, I don't see it leaving your inventory. Then I checked their inventory, and it was sitting in their closet. And I said, it's in your closet. And they wrote back, what does that mean? What are you going to do about this missing item? And then I responded, it's in your fucking closet. So
maybe,
what the fuck
maybe
are you talking about?
They're in the closet. And since they're unaware of themselves being in the closet, right, they've also lost items in the closet.
I think it was their R. Kelly that they were looking for. And, trapped in the closet. I kind of want to see, I wonder if I can get on DVD or BitTorrent, probably, the entire, there's like 30 minutes of video for those three Trapped in the Closet chapters.
I
kind of want to watch them all. I kind of want to get real drunk and watch them all.
I don't know if being drunk or even real high could ever make that enjoyable.
Probably not. But we could play the song and put on a movie and see if they sync up.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Man of Justice asks, do you guys watch any particular TV shows?
No, we only watch general TV shows.
Just general. I know that Jick has started watching House on DVD format only.
He's a Jick!
House.
Sorry.
Mr. Scarlett and myself indulge in America's Next Top Model. And, yes, world, now you have heard it from my lips that we watch America's Next Top Model.
And enjoy the hell out of it.
And enjoy the hell out of it. It's more than just a modeling show.
It's an adventure.
It's an adventure, Charlie.
I actually liked Beauty and the Geek when it was on.
Beauty and the Geek is fantastic.
It just turned out to be nothing like what I was expecting, which is just kind of a freak show with no redeeming social.
Well, usually the first couple episodes, because they were running a marathon on VH1 of a couple seasons of Beauty and the Geek, the first couple episodes are a freak show, because that's before the stupid girls realize that they aren't stupid or that they can stop hiding their stupidity, and the geeks realize that they're not as geeky as they actually are. But it takes a couple episodes to weed out the assholes. So, not that I watched the marathon on VH1.
Right. We're also watching The Riches, which is really...
fantastic.
Really damn good. So, any fan of Eddie Izzard or of television that's good should watch that. I never got into Heroes. Given how I am with things that are trendy, I'll probably watch it 2 years from now and enjoy it. But, haven't seen a single episode of that yet. Or Lost. Just never.
I refuse to watch Lost.
Never got
I'm
into
principal.
Lost. And apparently it sucks now, so, hey, let's go.
Hey, poke smut. We used to use that joke when we had an email filter to get through.
In our senior yearbook, a couple of guys got around the senior quote restrictions by putting Boca Small backwards in there. So it was like something. But yeah, but Pokesmod says, why did we all get pasta tattoos the other day? Random database twitch.
Fantastic.
Just somewhere a butterfly flapped its wings, and the grains of pollen that were raised when it flapped its wings made a bee sneeze, and the sneeze of the bee made a homeless guy twitch, and the homeless guy's twitch knocked a bottle on the ground, and the bottle rolled into the server facility, and a guy tripped over it and landed on the keyboard and just happened to hit the right key combination to order a pizza from Domino's. And when the pizza from Domino's got there, the pizza delivery guy set the pizza down and accidentally flipped up a pepperoni, and the pepperoni landed in the server, and the server did a little spark of electricity, and that caused everyone's tattoos to switch.
And now he's hiding in the closet.
That is exactly what happened. I heard about it in stories.
Man, mine's age 25. What more people are concerned about this logging off thing and having to wait a whole minute, and I just don't understand that. What's the big deal?
Go pee. A minute? I mean, what can you do in a minute? I mean, most of the guys could probably have 4 orgasms in that minute. Just, if you're a teenager, go ahead. Do something. There's got to be something you can do for a minute. Actually, me and Zelania thought that we really should have the MIDI file of the Jeopardy theme play twice. So it's like, you have to wait 1 minute to log in. Da, 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 da. I think that would be excellent. Or there's got to be some other song that's a minute long. We could write one. Just, this song is only a minute long. When it's done, then you can log on. It should be that. Just sung exactly like that.
Man of Justice, quit. We already answered your question. Stop it.
Well, he asked these a week ago.
3 times?
We got the date stamp.
But 3 times?
That's because Man of Justice is 3 times a lady. Mike Janix says, or maybe Mike J. Nix, says, why is there a limit on the radio shoutcast system? Because we have to pay by the number of open slots that we want to have. And the people who run the radio have figured out that if we have 150 of each, that means that you can usually get on either 64K or 24K pretty much any time you want, and they can still afford it. So that's what they decided to go with. If you can't get a 64K slot for the show, it will make no difference to you if you get the 24K slot.
I promise.
I mean, my voice is mellifluous in 24K and 64K. I had to use mellifluous.
It's not always a good day. We can use that word in a sentence.
Yeah. And maleficent. Okay, maybe Man of Justice is just a giant spaz.
Yeah.
Because last week he also asked, do any of you play musical instruments? 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 Do any of you play musical instruments?
Yes.
Yes, actually. Mrs. Spellhead plays a little piano.
I can play the flute very, very poorly.
I play the guitar poorly and the accordion barely. And the piano semi-poorly. I play enough guitar to make people go, oh, dude, play song X, and then I don't know how, so I just play around the G, C, and D until I figure out something that they can sing song X to while drunk.
Maybe that's the most impressive skill to have, really.
Well, that's kind of what happened at Baltimore, is people were saying, oh, well, let's do Fall Out Boy, and so Alan starts figuring out this intricate intro to the Fall Out Boy song as playing on acoustic guitar, and he's playing around with frets and stuff. I said, Alan, when you're with drunk people, there's no money above the fifth fret. This is all they want. And I looked up the chords, and I went A, B minor, and then we all sang, am I more than you bargained for?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Constantinople says, Super Paper Mario came out a couple days ago, and it's amazing.
Yeah, did Jick get that? Because we need it, too, after he's done.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jick got it, and Riff has it.
Okay.
So,
as soon as they're done, we'll play it, and then we'll tell you how amazing it is.
And next week, I'll tell you if Busta Move's any good.
It's my birthday present.
See if they're coming in. I'm sorry, but you have to say that. You're married to a nerd. You have to say, it's my birthday present.
It's my birthday present. Why do you never see a girl hobo? Do they not exist? Asked Katerina Naveen. That's because they're called whores.
Hobats. Hobats?
No.
I've had a few. There aren't any...
You could be hoboettes, I guess.
There aren't any girl hobos in the kingdom, though, because the women who would be homeless are taken by the Nobgoblin to be in his harem.
Exactly. They're whores.
Yes. No, they don't charge. And they're not sluts because they all only sleep with one guy.
I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Not that any of you can see me pointing at the screen going, oh my god! But NC Sorcerer says, since we're talking about weird food, lol, one time I went to Cold Stone and they had a wasabi ice cream and a spicy green mush that goes with sushi, and trust me, spicy mush doesn't exist with ice cream. Yes, and we tried it, and it was awful.
You're absolutely right that it certainly doesn't. It would be like having steak-flavored ice cream. It's just a freakishly accurate rendition of the flavor, but with the cream and sugar underneath.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, a lot of times I have problems with flavors that don't belong to that texture. Like, I have a huge problem with, you know, the butter popcorn-flavored jelly beans because that's the wrong texture for that flavor. Right. I love, you know, butter-flavored popcorn, but not in that. But with the wasabi ice cream, it seemed like maybe because... ice cream is mushy, and so is wasabi, but no, it still didn't work.
No, it was horrible. And it's like one of those Elvis Beetle dichotomies, the people who like the butter popcorn flavor and the people who can't stand it. I've never heard anybody say, oh, you know, if I get one, it's fine. It's either, yes, buttered popcorn, or, oh my god, I think I'm going to throw up.
Except for, who was it, your sister's husband's mother.
No, she's one of the butter popcorn. But there's nobody who's neutral on that. It's either you've had it and it made you puke, or it really excited you.
Okay.
Gleeb says Mario Party 6 equals No Child Left Behind.
Which is very close to the No Child Left Behind policy that I'm learning about. It's retarded. I love Mario Party 6, but I'd like to think that my education level would get a little bit higher than that.
it is true that the game does try and give everyone a fighting chance at winning, to the point of taking the first place guy and doing bad things to him.
Yeah, and that pisses me off. Every time stupid Bowser shows up, he's like, who's in first place? Let me fuck with them. It's like, I worked real hard to get in first place, and that it pisses me off.
But as much as it frustrates us, we really enjoy playing it.
Yes.
Let's see. Japonia.
Japonja.
Bunga says, would it be at all possible for us Wii playing KOL fans to exchange Wii codes with used guys? Thinking mostly of the upcoming online games, that would be badass. At this point, I don't really want to do that since there aren't any online games and it would just kind of be another place where...
People can annoy us?
Well, no, people would join my friends list and I wouldn't know who they are, like Facebook and MySpace. If we ever start playing online games, we'll let you know where we are so that we can all play together. Or mainly so that we'll all have a way to play. And we'll all have someone with whom to play. Yeah.
Bless
Justice
you.
Is curious if any of us play musical instruments.
Again? That's the fourth time.
Fred Levi is a jerk and says, you know, I know what games come out because I check the shop channel every Monday.
So do we.
Alright, yeah, I don't check the...
Check it as often Mondays as, like, every time we log on to the Wii.
Yeah.
We check. Not that they're ever putting out Bust a Move, assholes.
They never put out games that I'm particularly interested in. Last week, the only interesting one was Punch-Out. Battle Load Runner, which I've never heard of.
Alex, the Kid in the Enchanted Castle?
Yeah. There's Wonder Boy and Monster World, to which I say, Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power? And Gradius 3, Altered Beast, but I think that, yeah, these aren't in date order.
Mm.
But, yeah, the new ones this week are Battle Load Runner, Gradius 3, and Wonder Boy and Monster World, and none of which really excite me. Load Runner was really fun back in the day, but that was just the original Load Runner. And it's only good if you play it on a monochrome monitor. Yes.
Okay.
people don't write in to tell us, say this dude sucks. Yeah. Because that's dumb.
Okay.
Let's see, we'll go all the way up here.
I would have
banned Man of Justice by now if all of these weren't from last week.
Yeah. We'll see if there's just as many for this week.
Right.
But do you use Wikipedia as much as I do? Do you use Wikipedia as much as I do? And I'm not going to finish that. What are your thoughts on Wikipedia? Look, the last one's different. So, no. Probably not, because you seem to, probably use it a lot. Probably got a lot of free time on your hands.
Yeah. I've been using Wikipedia more and more now that I've found pretty much every time I want to know about something, like to make a reference or whatnot, if it's not a movie quote from the IMDb, I put it into Google and the first entry is a Wikipedia article, so I've just been cutting out the middleman.
Yeah. Ashlyn says, he had a biology teacher in my school told this to his kids today. Remember, ladies, if someone asks you how you want your eggs, the answer is unfertilized. I love the school I work at. I too love the school you work at, Ashland.
You should ask your biology teacher how it's working out for him. Being clever.
Yeah.
I think I said that to a waitress once because I hate the anxiety that comes from ordering eggs at a restaurant because I really don't give a shit how my eggs are done. Yeah, runny yolks, hard yolks. Whatever.
If I'm there, I'll just order for them.
Hard boiled or poached. So I always say, surprise me. And they go, how do you want them? We can't do that.
Because we can't do that. As a server, it's something we can't do. And before Mr. Scott will get into his rant at the poor server who has asked this, fateful question, okay. I usually just answer him like, he wants them over medium. Because that's, somewhere in between. But as a server, we can't do that. Because if you don't like it, we are obligated to fix it.
Right.
But you can't say, I can order. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Sign a waiver that says, I honestly don't care as long as they're chicken eggs and they're not poached or hard boiled. So frequently I just say something weird, or I end up saying scrambled, which is kind of boring. Silent Foot said, I like the preview of NS13 on April 1st. When's all that going to happen?
I hope he's joking.
Hold your breath.
Let's see. Look at more.
Yeah. Gulspinute1 says the secret to gallerying is lunging, thrust, smacking. You could just raise gallery monster initiative by a very lot. The only monster I see that couldn't have much initiative is the empty armor. So, to succeed in the gallery, which I have never done, means that I need to have lunging, thrust, smack permed. Which means I have to have done at least 3 ascensions as a seal clubber and permed each of those skills, which I certainly haven't, and I wonder who has. So, yeah. I still say the gallery sucks, and I don't understand why that's the only option for serious gameplay. But then the serious gameplay always seems like kind of an oxymoron to me.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I'm playing a game. I have all these charts and figures and graphic, and I've analyzed everything down to a turn. Like, you're playing a game?
Well, you get mad at me for playing Zelda like that, you know, getting all concerned and into it, and it's very hard.
Well, Zelda's different, because it's not that you're basically playing with a machine trying to get the best output by using a lot of math.
Yeah.
It's just, Zelda to me seems tedious.
No.
Like,
Zelda is pretty.
Like, trying to find your car keys. No, like, trying to find your car in a 6-story garage.
I've done that.
Yeah, but that experience to me looks like what you're doing with Zelda. Except that if you get frustrated enough, you can just go to the walkthrough.
It's like having your little car alarm thing that you can just set off so you can hear where your car is.
See, it's a beautiful analogy. Yeah. And, I don't enjoy looking through a parking lot for my car.
I don't enjoy it when I'm in a hurry. Other than that, I kind of make it a game.
Hmm.
Except for the one time that I lost it in downtown Minneapolis in a parking ramp that was 12 stories tall. And that had weird zigzaggy things that you could only enter if you came in from a different entrance. And it was very complicated. And I ended up having to jump across a barrier and dangle my body over 12 stories of parking lot to quick get over to the other side. Which was exciting, and I'm awesome. All right, what else we got here? Do you have plans for rural Kalalf studies at the store? I assume that's real life Kalalf studies at the store.
Flunking Christ.
We've had plans for years that maybe someday will come to fruition, but we would like to eventually have stuffies at the store.
I mean, there are people who are making them.
Frenchie McFrenchelette?
Yeah, she's doing some great work, but we just haven't gotten together with her to see if we can figure out what to do with her. Michael of the Deep asked if he could promote our KOL player, La 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 Lori's modeling contest in radio, and I'm going to drop that link in radio, because we have a friend of Loathing whose player name is La 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 Lori. She is enrolled in a modeling contest for a major cosmetics company, and you can vote for her online, and she's in number 8, and I think that someone with the support of the entire Kingdom of Loathing community can do better. So do take a moment, if you will, and click on that link and vote for her. It is safe for work. And safe for everything.
Yeah, no nudity, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Okay, what else we got here?
Man of Justice wants to know what it, no. No, Lanomad says, are there any copyright concerns about printing shirts, etc. for meats?
No.
No, you just don't sell them for more than it costs to make them, or sell them for more than it costs to make them to cover your costs for the meat. But if you're trying to make thousands of dollars off us, just so you can buy toys, then no, don't do it. But generally, people who are making meat shirts are doing something artistic and cool, and it's okay to use our art to do that.
All right, what else we got here? That's a great poem by Pondra.
Pondra says, you should read this funny poem. Johnny was a chemist's son, but Johnny is no more. What Johnny thought was H2O was H2SO4. Excellent. I love nerdy jokes.
Okay, stop talking about the logout login thing. I know this happened last week when people put this,
right,
wrote these questions, but what the fuck? It's not that big of a deal. Like, there are so many more things to be concerned about.
Yeah, actually, during the Monday show, I hadn't heard about this, and I finally asked Jick, God, how long do we make them wait? And he goes, a minute. Like, a minute! What is with the ADD people who are just like, can I get it now? How about now? How about now? How about now?
We here at Kingdom of Loathing love that you love our game, and that's awesome. But, you know, you should do something. Like, in 60 seconds, we're just going to keep coming up with things that you can do in 60 seconds. I, for one, am going to slice up some summer sausage and eat some of that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't really be typing and slicing summer sausage at the same time, so it's a great opportunity to slice some summer sausage.
If you really don't want to leave your computer, check xkcd.com, reallifecomics.com, sluggyfreelance.com. Let's see, what other good web comics are there that you should... pbfcomics.com. Just read, like, 4 webcomics, depending on your rate of speed. You could read one Order of the Stick comic. You could read one panel of one Order of the Stick comic, or one panel of a Something Positive comic, you know, if you get the really wordy ones. But, do something and quit complaining about it, because we love you, and we love that your devotion to the game makes you do stuff that makes
us. But we worry about
you.
We do worry.
Yeah.
That you're getting up and off, you know, stretch. You know, when I worked in an office and we had to sit at our computers, you know, 8 hours a day, they gave us all these stretches you could do in 60 seconds, you know, like rotating your feet or bending down and, like, putting your head between your legs and doing a little twist stretch. You know, it was...
Yeah.
It's, you know, and then you can get your daily exercise. Then when your mom says, why are you sitting at the computer today? You need to go get some exercise. You can say, Mom, I did my exercise between my logout and login sessions on Kingdom of Loathing.
Do 30 crunches for your abdominals.
There are some people that probably can't do that.
Go to Mars and back if you're Jared Leto, because it takes 30 seconds to Mars.
All right, what else we got?
Toolzor says, hey, what do you guys think about people selling stuff from KOL on eBay? We don't care.
If you get ripped off, it's your own fault.
We have to say that nothing in this game has any monetary value.
Zero. Zip,
that is why
nada.
You cannot be taxed on what is in your inventory. Mr. Accessories aren't worth $10. They don't cost $10 either. You get them as a gift for donating
$10. Exactly.
They have no intrinsic value. So if you want to trade in stuff that has no intrinsic value, like, say, comic books, that kind of thing, there's a possibility you can get burned to the mark of a crash or anything. I do hate to see somebody's auctioning a mall bot on eBay. Just a script that enables people to change their prices in their mall and be assholes. That kind of bugs me, but we're not going to get into it.
All right, what else we got here? I do enjoy Dead Girls Don't Say No. Any thoughts on adding a stick figure strip club at the casino? Not likely.
Since most of those stick figures are already naked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like... No, I lost that one. I was trying, and it left. Sorry. Weird question from Nev. Pronounce that for me.
Asian? Somebody who's apparently not Asian.
Weird question, but would there be an option for familiar breeding? And I always thought that was... I think that's interesting because playing Final Fantasy, being able to breed chocobos to try and, you know, get a black chocobo or gold chocobo. And I call it chocobo. I know everybody else calls it kokobo. But I call it chocobo. I don't care.
Because it's catchy.
I know, but I don't care. I've called it chocobo since I was, like, when Final Fantasy 2 came out, when I was very small. So there. But, yeah, I think that's so interesting, but I highly doubt it will ever work its way into the kingdom, especially because you can only have one of each familiar in your terrarium, and it'd be... You don't want to breed, you know, like a saber-tooth lime with, you know, a potato.
The only
problem with that is
either we make it limited, we could make it limited to non-Mr. Store familiars. That would mean that there would be only maybe 40 familiars, but if each familiar could breed with the other 39 and get a new different something each time, it would just be thousands of items. So, it's too complicated. Back when there were 6 familiars, we might have been able to do it. Plus, we haven't figured out a way to do it and have it not be just a complete rip-off of Pokemon Neopets. Falamar, who made a fantastic little piece of artwork for me in Jazzerfly, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that was him. Thank you!
Him or her, I'm not sure which, but Falamar says, what about real-life KOL items on eBay made by a player then auction off? That legit or no-no as far as copyright goes? I would hope that somebody doing that wouldn't be doing them in any quantity. Kinda. Like, Frenchie's plushies are cool with me because she makes them by hand, and there's a limited number of them she can make. And she's not, it's not like she contracted with a company in China to make millions of
them. Yeah, I think at that point it would have some kind of copyright infringement.
Right, once you get big like that. But in a small run, I can see it as being a work of art that's an homage.
Apparently Atrastasia and Zelenia are having sex in the living room.
Again?
Again.
Must be Monday.
I try and tell them to keep it down, but, you know, we'll let them have their fun.
But no, I think, like, a piece of what qualifies as artwork, you're okay. Like, I don't think the guy who made the ironic portraits of Patrick Swayze, say, has to pay Patrick Swayze.
What else we got here? Can you guys hear this? Shout if you can hear it, because it's pretty loud to me.
Naked Jew just asked, is it just you tonight, or Jake too? Can you not hear Jezzerfly?
Well, maybe he's got me on Bleep, and therefore cannot hear me on the radio as well.
If only there was a way to bleep people in real life.
Yeah. Well, I'm here, Naked Jew, even though maybe he's not listening. Maybe he couldn't get on the stream or something.
Oh, that's true. He's usually in there.
I haven't seen any questions thus far.
Toolzor again fails to see what an April Fool's Day joke means.
That's
Istanbul,
pretty awesome.
Posted some terrible pickup lines. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd spell anal. But there's only one A in the alphabet, man. I prefer, if I could rearrange the letters in the word ennui, I'd put you and I together. Oh, wait, never mind. I guess quiet would work, too, but ennui.
Yeah. Oh, ennui. Do you have a bandage? Because I scraped my knees trying to give you oral.
That? Any pickup line that involves the phrase, give you oral, that sounds like something Amplitude would say.
Would you give me oral pleasure?
Well, oral pleasure, sure, but just, I'm going to give you some oral.
Especially, you know, the jersey.
Oral.
I want oral pleasure.
Angel times Mortis equals question mark? Angel times Mortis says, rumor has it that level areas will extend to level 15 before you find an S13. True, false, too soon to comment, false.
False. Hence, an S13.
Yeah, because within S13, we want to make it so not only do we move the sorcerers back a couple levels, but that every level is full of stuff for you to do, so you're not just level grinding. And if we had to fill out to level 15 without the level grinding, it would take twice as long.
Dear Jack.
SNB answers his own question. Go ahead and read that, though.
Oh, dear Jack, how do Magic 8 Balls work? Although there's a tetrahedron in there, it has more than four answers. It's fucking amazing! How's that?
Oh, I guess he didn't answer his own question. He's like, he thinks there's a four-sided die, pretty much, inside of a Magic 8 Ball. And it has more than four answers, so that's amazing.
No, it's a tetrahedron.
Yeah, which is four-sided.
Oh, I thought
tetra. But,
what's the word that I'm thinking of?
For what? How many sides do you think?
For a longer-sided that has a t sound in it. Dodecahedron is 10.
Sectahedron, octahedron.
I don't know. T sounds familiar. Yeah. Is there a 12-sided item?
I don't know. A ten-sided die would be just a decahedron, I think.
Oh, telephone.
But SMB, to answer your question, I actually just saw a link for a guy who took apart a Magic 8 Ball, and inside of the Magic 8 Ball, there's a cylinder full of water with blue food coloring in it. And inside that cylinder is not a tetrahedron, in fact, but an octahedron. Perhaps, I don't know, it wasn't clear from the picture, but it looked like it was either 8-sided or 10-sided. So, I would guess there are as many answers in the 8 ball as that whatever solid has sides. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just scrolling through.
Mr. Skullpants says, I was told this account name is too close to Scully's, and it might be banned for that. Question, he says.
Yeah, you want to say that?
But, Mr. Skullpants, I understand that as soon as you made the account, you talked to a couple of moderators because you were concerned about that, and they pointed out the account to me and that it wasn't, that you weren't going to try and use it to make fun of me or to impersonate me, and so I'm perfectly fine with you being Mr. Skullpan.
Oh, that's totally a multi.
Yeah, it's one of my multis. I'm just going to answer my own. I'm going to put in my own questions and answer them.
That's how you get them.
Word.
What else we got here? Scroll down.
Fungi says, for the decorative fountain, I tried to find out if there was a limit for giving the sleepy effect, and now I have 1,337 turns of sleepy. Leet! Anyway, besides the antidote to remove this? No. You should probably get yourself an antidote. Or you could probably shrug it. Or you could rest 1,337 times. LSK says a dodecahedron is a 20-sided die, and no, it's not. Because dodeca means 12. I don't know what a 20-sided die is called.
Can we just look up different sided die? Just get a list of how many geometric things. Well, you do... Oh, I can't scroll down. Never mind.
Right, because we only have one.
Well, let's see if I can answer any of these. Oculus is back.
Yeah, dodecahedron has 12 faces. An icosahedron is a 20-sided. So you can say...
Is there anything else that has a T in it?
It's octahedron.
No, there's tetrahedron. It's still 4. There's some other word that is in my head that starts with, has that same root.
Tetrahedron, no, that's 4.
First base. Well, that's probably because I was high in geometry class.
I was going to go to geometry class.
That I got high. Actually, I still went to geometry class while I was high, which was probably not the best idea. Right. So, let's see, can you scroll down? Can you maybe? If you're going to control the, you know, we're sharing a monitor tonight. So, it's, you know, I gotta let him have control of the mouse, otherwise he gets cranky.
Well, I just don't want you to scroll past something that I want to address.
Well, what if I don't want to address anything on there, and I need to find something to address?
Then you're wrong. You're wrong.
Couch.
Momoka says, will we ever see fights that require more offbeat strategies to defeat? Oh, won't you?
Yeah, you're going to regret asking that question.
Yeah.
Let's see. There should be a special note if you adventure in the palindrome with the palindromic character name. Yes, there should.
Tis Gleebs,
sorry.
Unfortunately, there actually is Gleebs, but you don't have a palindromic character name, so you've never seen it.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making a multi, but a new character will soon enter into the kingdom with a polydromic character name, and we'll be adventuring.
Is there enough? Is there enough space in the length of how long your name can be to put Satan Oscillate My Metallic Sonata as your account name? If there is, somebody sure to try it.
Alright, what else we got here? Suzuki. Or, excuse me.
Suzuka. Any possibility of a familiar that boosts non-combats or combats, depending on which equipment it had on. There is a familiar coming up that will have some impact on non-combats versus combats, but not in the way you've described it. And it's going to be the hardest thing Jick ever draws.
Is that true?
Discworldian. Oh, hey, Discworldian. Nice multi. You remember Discworldian?
Yeah,
the headband shaved into her head. That is the coolest freaking hairstyle, by the way.
Are you sure that was her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Discworldian, we met her in London. She had kind of like reddish short hair with a... And I thought she was wearing a fuzzy pink headband the entire time. When I got close, I saw they'd shaved a headband into her head and
just freaking awesome.
And dyed it pink. It was badass. You could do that now. Your hair's short enough. So I kind of, you maybe?
I don't think as a upcoming 7th to 12th grade teacher, right. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they would frown upon that. But as much as I think it's awesome, I don't think it would. They'd want to throw me a job for that.
Yeah. Maybe they would just think you had a headband on there. Discworldian says, the possible explanation of rule of thumb, the measurement of an inch is derived from the distance between the base of the thumbnail and the first joint. I'm not sure that I believe that's where an inch is
derived. Because that's totally not an inch.
From, but all the sources that I looked at said that it was, rule of thumb was just based on the idea of you trying to use your thumb as an inch, or being a painter holding up your thumb for various sizes. You know, trying to do relative sizes and stuff.
Istanbul asks, are either of you going to be able to make sure the Dallas meet in May? Nope. Sorry.
No, like Debbie, I have already done Dallas.
Yes. Let's see, what else we got here? Hey, how about the KOL conference in Cleveland? Nope, won't be there either.
But yeah, you should definitely make one, Mr. The Spork. And even if we don't show up, there's probably going to be a couple hundred people who do.
Yeah. Because isn't there? Because Columbus is just so close. Isn't that only like 4 hours?
Yeah.
And I think if we're going to choose between the two, no offense, Mr. The Spork, but Columbus kicks so much ass that we're probably going to go there.
Columbus has historically been awesome, so that's probably the next thing we'll hit. Except for, I mean, we'll be at Comic Con, but there's not like group events planned then, and we will be at Con 4, of course.
Everyone's actually going to be working for a while.
Yeah. Frankenkriest says, will you ever put stoner effects in for, chat effects in for her brownies or astral mushrooms? There's nothing drug-related about astral mushrooms at all.
Nothing.
Put you in touch with a higher plane.
It's totally not out of drug.
That's not a drug thing. With the herbal brownies, it would be kind of funny if just occasionally, if you wrote something that was within X characters from the limit of text you can put in the field, it would only put half of it, and then, dude, what was I talking about?
What?
Yeah, people would love that.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, though, that, like, we did the Liar's Pants with the chat effect, and that was pretty much all they did for the flaming fire set, and people were so into them. Because, like, who knew? People love chat effects. I find them kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, I get really mad when I didn't know about the whatever effect it is that does the seriously in chat. That just pissed me off, because I thought people were being assholes. And I was like, stop it. And they're like, it's a chat effect. And I was like, oh, I don't play this game. And
that's why you never, like, you know, people in harem don't ever talk to me. Because every time you come in, you're like, you guys, stop, you assholes. And they're like, but we're just doing game stuff. And you're like, oh.
Is that so? Dead Girls Don't Say No has any chance of a weaker version of the sober pill coming back? No.
Never.
Never.
It was a bad idea. To make a tradable item that could do something like that. Just kind of an artifact of the very early days of the Dame.
Gaze of the Dame.
Gaze of the Dame. Wow. From back in the day when we didn't have any idea how exploitable shit like that was.
Is that Gaze, G-A-Z-E, of the Dame, or is that the Gays, G-A-Y-S, of the Dame?
It's either the, like, a bunch of gay people hanging around Judi Dench or Maggie Smith, or it's a searing stare from Judi Dench or Maggie Smith.
Anglob.
Anglalnub.
I know, but I just, like, you know.
Anglalnub?
Anglalnub. Hey, do you guys have to see each other through the shows, or could you use something like Skype? If not, how do you do the talking? And for the couple of years that Mr. Skullhead and I were living in Flagstaff, which is about 2 hours north of Phoenix, where the office resides, they use Skype all the time to do the radio shows, but it seems to work out better being in the same room.
Yeah, with Skype, you always have, well, first you have to use Winamp instead of Sam to broadcast, and then you have to, we never really got the levels worked out. You can always tell when we're Skyping, because there's, one of us is invariably louder than the other.
Or our internet connection kept dropping.
Yeah. And if it, if the connection drops below a certain speed, just one of us starts sounding like a robot.
Let's see, what else we got here? Dead Girls Don't Say It also says, and then you could have a bulimia pill too, like a very small vomit bag to reduce your fullness. Which I think is hilarious, but other people that I see a riot much in the same way of the roofie and its eventual demise.
A forum thread with people going, think of all the people who were struggling with bulimia.
Yeah.
Not that I'm bitter.
Okay. I get it every time I log in, regardless of how I log out, even if I log out with the button. What?
Dakia Talos, I believe, is talking about the having to wait a minute. So that even if she logs out with the logout button, or he, I don't know, she gets that message. I don't know why that would happen, but again, it's a minute.
It's a minute. Get
think
over
of all
it.
The things you could do in 60 seconds.
In 60 seconds, I am going to trim my toenails.
See how long you can hold your breath. And if you could hold your breath for that entire 60 seconds, then you would be able to just log on as soon as you exhaled. Or
and then you wouldn't be waiting to exhale anymore.
Shoop, which is funny because I just made that joke with Cecilia Bond when I was walking off. But or if you can't hold your breath for 60 seconds, if you try really hard, you'll pass out, and by the time you wake up, you'll be
the 60 seconds will be over. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
Smell of harmonica says verity is a good thing. I don't know what verity is, but I'll take your word for it.
Let's see here. Is it Fizzy Mike asks, is it true that if you have a Mr. A, then your account won't be deleted? I'm leaving for boot camp soon, and I'm worried about my character. It is true. If you have a Mr. A, your account will not be deleted unless you're an asshole.
Yeah, if you have a Mr. A, or if you've bought anything from Mr. Store.
Yeah. Your account won't be deleted unless you are deleted for other reasons other than an activity.
Yeah, and you'd have to be active to be doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Good luck in boot camp. Why the fuck did you join the army? Didn't you hear there's a really stupid war on? But definitely, I hope that you keep safe, and I hope that you don't go to Iraq, because, stay safe. Stay good.
Don't go to Iraq.
Right. Whoa. That's a really kick-ass idea, Istanbul.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I just read that.
People have been complaining about Punctatitis because it's an effect that makes it hard to get initiative in battle. And you get it by getting hit by by having a procrastination giant hit you. And the way that the optimal strategy kitties play is to have the monster hit for a little bit of damage so that their familiar can just spit MP and meat and shit at them. So, they get hit a lot, and they get that effect a lot, and it pisses them off. But Istanbul suggests that procrastination potions, which don't really have a good use, could cure that. Because you decide to have Punctatitis later, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, we'll mark that on the board. Thank you,
Istanbul. Good job, Istanbul.
Rickett says, the trophy organizing system is too simple to organize trophies efficiently. I do not enjoy clicking an arrow 25 plus times to move one new trophy.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You do because it's normal.
And you like it.
Eat it.
Yeah, considering I only have, 10 trophies on my Jezzerfly account and 0 on Mrs. Skullhead, I don't really care about trophies.
But, and maybe that interface needs to be looked at, but why are we so concerned about the order in which our trophies are displayed? I think these are people that make you look easygoing as far as organization goes.
Really? Because I'm supposed to have... I have a problem. I've been diagnosed with a problem.
I have a syndrome.
I have a syndrome. Well, actually, I have a disorder, I guess.
JK3303 says, do you plan on making a clan recruitment place? There is one. He's called the clan recruiter.
Yeah.
Didn't we make it so that you could buy ads with the clan recruiter? We were thinking about doing that. I don't know if we actually did. But, actually, someday you'll be able to get better, make better ads for your clan. Could you scroll back up, actually?
Sorry. This is where you just read.
Now scroll down. Scroll back up.
Stop it! All in favor of me hitting Mr. Skullhead, please send a PM. No, don't. Don't. Please don't. Yeah. So.
Because,
that was a joke. Don't do it.
I started using an acronym in chat that, just randomly without explaining it until people insisted I explain it. Disenwibin. DSNWBN. And they're like, what the hell does that mean? And they came up with a bunch of random shit, and I said, no. Don't start none. Won't be none. Disenwibin. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Jake33303 says, are you going to make a clan recruiting place? It's hard. Number two, recruit, because JK3303 is apparently Prince. The thing is...
How can you...
I understand that there are people who want to have as big a clan as they can possibly get. Like, that's their goal.
Unlike
in having
us
a clan.
Here in Sparkle Motion, who are elitist bitches.
The bigger your clan gets, the faster your clan gets bigger. The more chance that you're going to have a dickhead come and loot your clan. So if you have good stuff in your clan stash and you're trying to recruit people and you don't care who they are as long as they're people, you're going to get shit stolen out of your clan stash. We are not going to help you. So don't do it. It'll make you sad. It's better to just get to know people and then ask them to join your clan and have your clan be just a place where the people you know hang out.
Yeah.
Yes. Meaty Balls says, why don't you guys come out of a clothing line of bandanas and patches? Actually, I did come out of a clothing line of bandanas and patches.
And, storches?
Storches?
That was totally going to be storks and cabbages, but it ended up as storches, which I'm going to use from now on. The storches who give you your babies.
I came from a long line of bandanas, patches, and storches. The patches, we still haven't found somebody who will make what we want cheaply enough that we could sell them at a profit.
Yeah.
And the bandanas, just no, dude, because nobody should be wearing bandanas unless they're camping or something.
Yeah, and camping and stamping out fires, right, and needing to protect their mouth from smoke inhalation, that's a good use for bandanas. Other than that, don't wear them.
A couple of years ago when we went camping, it was in Minnesota where fireworks are legal. Which is kind of groovy. But these people, so we're camping in front of a lake, and this guy decides to set off his fireworks, and he decides to set them off in the opposite direction rather than over the goddamn lake. So he ended up setting a good couple acres of marshland on fire, and people were tying bandanas over their faces and
soaking them in water and to set the fire.
And they were all going, we didn't start the fire, we didn't light it, but they did try to fight it. I tried. I actually, waded in there and just sunk immediately up to my knees and couldn't move. And then I waded out and was like, I'll do something like, I'll go get some water from town. I'll be back. Let's go ahead and take our music break, and we'll go out and talk to Zlania and Adristia for a little bit.
All
and we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
I'm not afraid to Make a hole with a gun, put them deep, you know. To the name of this town in the desktop floor. Exit wound in a foreign nation. Showing the home of the war. This was written for my apartment. Looks upside down from there. Water spirals go way out the sink and voices are back. My heart up off the floor. Oh, we'll never come down.
Yes, I gotta have faith. Oh, I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith.
That's just the way it is.
That was, in fact, Tupac Changes. Do not attempt to adjust your radio.
Sorry. I was eating cheese.
I had George Michael before that. That was from Mrs. Fellhead. She likes Faith.
Yeah, except I was eating cheese. And now I can't get these headphones to sit right on my face.
Yeah, now nobody can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
That should be fine. Yeah, she also does a killer karaoke rendition of George Michael's Faith.
Yep.
And it's undeniably sexy and not at all homoerotic. Right, right.
Right, right, okay.
Jesus Christ. So I skipped a bunch of questions because there were pages and pages of questions from last week. So I thought we'd get to the stuff from this week. But Vlad Sheepshank says, why does the Grimacite Garter have alt text but a lot of other things don't? Because we're very, very slowly filling in the missing alt text for all the images to make our game a little more friendly to the visually impaired. You know Vlad Teepees?
I think I might. I think he's in our clan.
No. Vlad the Imbiber's in our clan.
No, we have another one.
You have another Vlad? I don't think we have another Vlad.
Just look him up for me.
Let me run away from the evil olive.
Okay, so...
Because I'm getting my ass kicked in the palm.
Just do a who is, please. Okay, more complaining about the wait 1 minute thing from Istanbul, so never mind.
Istanbul asks that we put a countdown so you don't have to...
No, I don't know him.
Yourself.
Never mind. I don't know Vlad Tepes. Sorry, I thought I did, but I was wrong.
We make fun of him because Vlad Tepes is one of those words like, you know, Kate Sith from Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pronounced Ketchy. And the people who know that usually say it. It's actually pronounced Ketchy, even though it's spelled so completely differently.
It's Kate Sith.
But Vlad Tepes is one of those because it's actually pronounced Shepish. Or Sepish, depending on.
What language is that?
Romanian.
I dated a Romanian.
Girl,
he did. He did not try and drink my blood. But he was a gypsy Romanian. So yeah, had kind of a big nose. And Jewish.
Jewish and Romanian.
Yep.
So obviously a vampire. If Jewish and Romanian, let me say something in chat so that I can look at my own profile.
Something.
I was just wished a happy 4-year KOL anniversary by Discworldian, but actually it's even longer than that.
Because that date is arbitrary.
Yeah, I actually, my first account was probably slightly before the announcement went up on the asymmetric.net webpage, so it was probably closer to February.
Yeah.
Mr. Skullhead himself was created...
Number 688.
Yeah. It was right after I got back from Pittsburgh, so early March.
Yeah. Let's see here.
3 years. We are... For 4 years, we're ancient in
yeah,
time.
Yeah, speaking of, Noob says, hey guys, quick question. Do you feel like KOL is still in its infancy, or it's in its adolescence, or an adult, or an old crumpet man right before death? Where will KOL be in 5 years?
Well...
I'd like to answer that question. That's a very interesting question.
Well, yeah, let's take the George Bush approach. I'm looking forward to answering that question. I'm glad you asked me that question.
I'm so glad to hear that you're interested in that.
I wish that I would have been prepared in advance to answer that question. But we're at war. No, I feel like if you had asked me before we started working on the NS-13 stuff, I would have said that KOL was in its late adulthood, like... almost on the verge of retirement, but seeing just how game-changing and how huge the Naughty Sorcerer stuff is, it's adolescence. This is puberty. I mean, you will not recognize this game when this is done, and in a good way.
Because they're going to go on proactive and get rid of its acne.
Totally. It'll be everything that you love about Kingdom of Loathing, only more so. I mean, NS-13 is a bigger content chunk than Ascension. It's huge. So, I'd say we've got plenty of life. Maybe 5 years from now, the game might not be still running, but I wouldn't be surprised if it were in a completely different form than it is now.
Let's see here.
Minor annoyances. A few shows ago, you said KOL doesn't have items that exist just to be auto-sold. What about fat stacks of cash and valuable trinkets? What about them? We're at war.
We're at war here in this.
Shut up.
Yeah. Eat more cheese.
Those exist solely to be auto-sold, I must admit. But, yeah. Son of Beckett suggests cigarettes as an in-game item. No, because cigarettes are very, very bad for you, even though they make you very, very cool.
It's true. They do.
We watched the strangest episode of Batman the Animated Series last night, by the way. It had an almost a G.I. Joe moment. Like, annoying is half the battle moment. I downloaded the entire series, Batman the Animated Series, because it's the best thing ever. And
you totally paid money for it, though. Totally.
Yeah, I did, on iTunes. I got it. And you should, too. But it had... The episode was about these underground-dwelling kids who were... It was like kind of an all-over twist thing, only the guy who was watching over them was evil. But at one point, he has this little kid that he's taken into his mansion, and the kid pulls a musket off the wall, and Batman grabs it, saying, "No! Guns are very dangerous. That wasn't loaded, but it could have been. Kids and guns don't mix." It's like, wow.
I think they just paid him a lot of money to say that.
That was a little obvious for Batman.
But I haven't noticed any of those. This mic is just not going well. Every time, it keeps going in my mouth, and I'm not happy about it. It doesn't taste good. I don't know where it's been, and it's just in there all the time.
The cat's probably been gnawing on it.
Yeah, and it tastes funny. Hence why I'm eating all the cheese to try and remove the flavor of the mic by eating copious amounts of Marble Jack cheese.
Somebody just sent me a picture that conclusively proves that Condoleezza Rice is a Klingon.
That's awesome.
That's cool, because you can walk up to her and hit her, and she'll go, "You better be initiating a mating ritual." Billabong 7447 says, "I have noticed that you can receive battle-usable items while in a fight. Just Squirrelian and I tried it out with Null Goblin Firecrackers just to see if it worked, and of course it does, or I wouldn't bother you with it." That seems pretty seriously multi-exploitable. Because then you could just have a multi-farming items for you to use in your fights. It wouldn't work if you were in hardcore, of course. But I'll send that to Jake to see if that's a hole he wants to close. Because most holes Jake does like to close.
I thought he liked to open holes. Or he doesn't like two open holes, but he likes open holes.
Right. And that's not saying anything bad about his wife. It's just a joke about him.
Oh.
Because he's
gay. I didn't even know that. I was going on the gay route.
Oh, okay. Well, you can always go the gay route with him. But Fineldar says, "Why does the PM have a weakness towards sleaze damage?" He says, sleaze is his profession, so why does sleaze hurt him? Even people whose entire life is all about sleaze, like a porn star, is still vulnerable to, say, a venereal disease, which would be a sleaze attack.
With drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs could be your life, but doesn't mean they aren't hurting you.
Yeah, and cigarettes. And guns.
And guns.
Kids and guns don't mix.
Jeez.
Fineldar says, "Have you read T.S. Eliot's new book, Teenage Wasteland?" No, the title of that book is actually Baba O'Reilly.
Teenage Wasteland.
That's the one song I can play on the accordion, because it only has two chords, and it's always in the same order.
Ooh, go Fineldar, that's a very long question.
Wow.
That's a Hoyulus level question.
Yeah. When you send in a question that's longer than, say, three sentences, it's not going to get read. Fineldar sends another giant.
What? Keep going. It's hurting my head. Stop it.
I think what happens with Fineldar is he starts drinking, and sends in a question, and then every time he sends in a question, he takes a shot?
Yeah. But he's trying to prolong the time between shots by writing very long, intricate questions.
Right. He was talking about the KOL calendar, which we keep not doing. We might, at some point, maybe this will be the year that we do it, which we need to start working on it now.
Yeah.
So, maybe. Yeah, Vinaldo says if you wanted people to buy a calendar, you could put the moon phases on it. Yeah. We would love to do one with all the KOL holidays marked on it and all the moon phases marked on it. And
then I would know when the fuck all the holidays are.
Yeah, and we'd like to do it with player-generated art and all the stuff, and we've failed to do it for 3 years running now. Gleep says the next St. Sneaky Pete's Day is on Cinco de Mayo. Will we be able to make green tequila or anything special for it?
Yes.
Actually, that's... I didn't know.
Yes. Yeah, we were already planning on doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're already a step ahead of you there.
Finaldar sends in some suggestions for bumper stickers, none of which are very funny. Save the bugbears, save the whales, save the yetis. I'm inner base, kill inner dudes. Yeah, that's beautiful. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. What else here? Vinaldar also says, I was watching your tech TV interview, Jick, and I found it very annoying. I already knew what you looked like and what you sounded like, but your voice doesn't connect. Voice and look doesn't connect.
It's because it kind of sounds like Jeff Goldblum, and he kind of looks like... Jennifer Connelly. So, yeah, it's a little weird. I wonder if that's still on YouTube.
It has to be, because Screensavers is gone.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, look at how cute he is! I remember watching it live.
Yeah, I remember it well. And the guy was like, hey, look at your funny web stuff. I haven't actually encountered any of it, but I've heard a lot about it. And Jake's like, yeah, it's a fun show. Shut up. Enemy Lasagna says, have you seen the TV show Life on Mars? If not, then do so. I had never heard of that. It's probably one of those things they only have over in England.
England, where all the cool shows come from.
You constantly come up in conversation, by the way, Enemy Lasagna. Because we live ye.
Live ye.
Novanite 21 says, how do you sing a troll carol to yourself? You've never sung a song to yourself? Dude.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just... Today I was wandering around singing The Origin of the Species to myself, and I hate your blog from Frontalot's new album.
I was singing Prince, Why Don't You Call Me? Call No More? Into some summer sausage.
That's interesting.
You know.
Frequently, Jazzerfly and I duet on Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast.
In the shower.
In the shower. At other people's houses. People we don't even know.
We just break in, start taking the shower, and start singing. We figured, you know, since we're so entertaining when we sing that song, that they won't, you know, call the police for us breaking in and using their shower.
And so far, it's...
It's worked.
It's working.
We've been doing okay.
Yeah. Ponjo says, so, did you guys get either of the new Pokemon games for the DS? No.
Because I'm almost 23.
Yeah, you were actually, a little bit old for it?
Yeah, I was too old for...
Yeah, I was way too old for it.
Pokemon.
Naked Jew says, what's with Right Make Bets? The creation date and player ID are wonky. I don't know if the creation date's wonky. But, and I know it's an inside joke. Yeah, Right Make Bets is the account of the pretentious artist, who's also known as Roy Wasson, the guy behind all of the plastic toys and all of the groovy t-shirts that are for sale at Fuzzy Balls Apparel. And the joke is from a guy who came randomly to Roy and Jake's door one day when they lived together and asked if they would buy some of his poetries. And he was just some, like, Wesley Willis crazy kind of dude who said that his, you know, my website is www.steve.com or something that didn't actually exist, and it said, I want to write, make bets, and improve my poetry.
A Naked Jew is on my Facebook?
Uh-huh. He's Michael Burns, I shouldn't say. But yeah, he is.
Oh.
And he's pointing out the entertaining photos in your Facebook photo albums. I hope you don't feel violated.
I'm feeling slightly violent, like someone just touched me.
Why'd you put them online if you didn't want people to look at them?
Well, I didn't think people on KOL would look at them.
No, you like it.
No. I put them up there so I could see them because I hate fucking PhotoBucket because it takes a million years to upload photos because they change your size.
Yeah.
And I don't like MySpace because they do the same thing. And Facebook, I just click on an entire folder and they say, okay. And then it goes, boom.
Yep.
So that's why I use that.
One of these days, I gotta get into your computer and put all the photos on it on a DVD or something. And
yeah, because there are a shit ton.
Yeah, and I can't share them with anybody because they're either on your computer or Facebook.
Yeah, we also need to just... We inherited my old CPU from my days of youth that has some pretty horrendous poetry, some probably really crappy short stories, but also, like, pictures and stuff that I might want to keep that showed up at my parents' house that I thought was lost forever. And they're like, oh, yeah, we went and picked that up a couple years ago from storage. I was like, oh.
I just forgot to tell you.
Forgot to tell me that I've been looking for that for years. So.
Moreland says, I've beaten the Boner Dagon when the server timed out. Now I can't complete the quest and the Boner Dagon is not available. So you got a weird flag problem. So Moreland...
send that to Zoom.
Yeah, if you can hear me, send that as a bug report and they'll take care of you.
Yep. What else we got here? So how's the new Pokemon game for the DS? Don't know.
Bulletproof asks, why do the cops come to arrest me every time I dance naked in the street? You probably shouldn't do it at noon.
Yeah, you know, at nighttime they're less likely to go after you, but even then, you know, maybe you should work from, like, back alleys or places that, you know, aren't heavily policed by, you know.
And you shouldn't do it on Sesame Street.
Yeah, that's just rude. That's straight up ignorant dog.
Yep. Speculum has checked in. That is very good. Lady Miss Wolfie says, hi, I have a friend who hasn't received their store order for 4 months. They tried contacting every known way, including snail mail, no response. Now I'm really hesitant to order anything at all. His money was taken by PayPal in December. What's the deal? Is there any reliable method of contact now? Yes. Orders at asymmetric.net. You will get a response from there.
Every single... I watch Selenia do this.
If you don't get a response from there for some weird reason,
it's because
something is wrong
blocker.
With your email or with email in general, you know. So send a K-mail to Selenia and she will respond to you. If for some reason you don't get a response by K-mail, then you can K-mail me. And I will walk over to Selenia and I will smack her on the butt. And I'll tell her all about it. But that just doesn't happen.
It doesn't because she checks it.
Yeah. What happens is people send one email, and then they go, oh, my God, nobody ever answered me. You guys must be trying to rip me off. And it's just not true. And as far as I know, every single order that has been placed with the game, except for maybe the last week, they're current.
Yeah, right now, the last of the orders up until today at 6 o'clock are being filled as we speak. So everything, there's a problem.
If your friend is one that for some reason we've just completely lost the order, have your friend send Lyania a K-mail and an email, and we will figure it out. But, I mean, I don't think that should stop you from ordering. We fill 250 orders a week, and we've had... What?
Two, three.
We had one that somebody thought was lost, and it got returned
four times.
Several times. There was one that we thought was lost that the post office delivered back to us 3 months after we shipped it. But, you know, there's no point in assuming that we screwed something up. You know, if we send something to you and it comes back, we'll try and check the address with you and we'll send it out again, and we won't charge you anything for shipping. Second time. With the one order that we just couldn't seem to get out, we finally...
FedExed.
Yeah, we FedExed at no additional charge the entire order again. And we ate an entire set of merchandise that the Postal Service just kind of ate. So, I don't know who your friend is, but your friend should be trying to get in contact with Slania via K-mail or with the orders at asymmetric.net.
All right.
The store is reliable. We have, you know, thousands of satisfied customers and maybe two people who are, have had trouble with their stuff. That hasn't been resolved.
And you can tell iSpec that we'll probably run a little bit late just trying to catch up on these last questions. So, let's see what else we got here. If I could scroll down as soon as Mr. Scarlett is done doing that, then I will answer some more questions. I can answer Roger Flint's question. I work at Wendy's. Where is your favorite fast food hamburger place? The only place I will go for fast food is Whataburger when I'm high. Not that I get high, but when I'm high, I go to Whataburger.
Or drunk.
Drunk is also a very good option. And McDonald's when I'm hungover.
Right.
So.
At the beginning of a long road trip, we'll start off with McDonald's because it gives you a nice gut bomb that stays with you forever.
Yeah.
Wendy's is just no good. Wendy's fills me with gas.
And sorrow and pain.
And it takes forever to get out.
And it stinks up my dorm room.
I really like Del Taco, and I would eat a Del Taco every day if I could.
If your wife didn't stop you.
Yeah. Texmurf says, someone needs to send me Origin of Species. Texmurf, you need to buy that
album
from MC Frontalot.
Because we don't give those songs away for free. Support the artist.
Yeah, because he is a dude who is just one guy trying to make a living off of his art, and I support him very much so. I mean, when his first album came out, I had already given him $15 before his album came out, and I bought the album. Then I got the new album, and I donated $5 so I could get the single before it came out. And, you know, you gotta have $15, Texmurf. I know that you do. Just this month, don't get a Mr. Accessory, buy his album. Only Texmurf. The rest of you, do you buy your Mr. Accessories, or you get no pudding.
Get no pudding tonight. Let's see here. So, Mr. Skullhead's trying to make weekend plans for us instead of a...
Yeah, because speaking of MC Frontalot, he's playing in Tucson on Sunday, and we might go see it with Lenore and I speculate, because we love them.
Because we love them, yes. Let's see here. There's still nothing here.
Kazlos observes, you better believe it. And we do.
And we do, yeah. Extinguish asked that, or request that, I'd like to see more smashable items, such as the different beers. They could be smashed into vials of glass and metal. Any chance of something like this ever happening? If you smashed glass, it wouldn't be piles of glass and metal.
Well, there
usually
are beers in bottles and beers in cans. So just clap your hands.
Just clap your hands.
But, no. There's enough smashable stuff. Hagina says the white snake skin can be obtained way before the enormous belt buckle. But the white snake belt seems to be balanced with the other Whitey's Grove stuff, not the palindrome stuff. But, it's probably something we should fix.
And send to Jick.
Right.
Does Hagulis not...
Well, Hagulis was expecting that Jick would be on tonight, which is not unreasonable.
No, I just mean, like, these seem like questions for the Thursday show.
Yeah, which is, we're going to leave them in, so...
Okay.
He can address
Jick will address which questions he deems answerable on his Thursday show. No, Ponders, we didn't buy Super Paper Mario for the Wii yet, and
no,
we want you to quit mocking us.
Boo Boo says, what happened to all the Thursday shows? Did the evil monkeys that live in Jick's closet destroy them?
Yes.
Also, no, because all the Thursday shows are still archived right where they used to be.
From 2005 to... Wow, there's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
You guys have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, crap. It's now going to try to play this
Stop.
In
it.
My browser.
Stop it.
I can't.
Stop it. Just close the window.
I can't. I can't.
Just close the tab. Close the tab.
Close
the tab. Game over, man. Okay, let's see here.
Dust Killigan says, could you start the show with The Devil Went Down to Georgia? And no, because the show's already started. I have a really good karaoke version of The Devil Went Down to Georgia that Grok the Mad did. It's hilarious.
Oh, fantastic.
Refresh.
I'm trying, but you should just close that window.
If I could, I would. But I can't, so I won't. Donkey Lover says, please make a grimoire item, a shirt with an infinite muscle requirement for which you can never be sexy enough. It would have to have an infinite moxie requirement. Yeah, but I just established that every single chick show ever is on the archive. Oh, he was asking why there are no new Thursday shows, and it's because the time, the schedule got screwed up when they were in London, and they're still kind of working out the best way to go about it. Yeah, we have the entire archive. We're coming up on
2004.
Yeah, this year we're coming up on the 3-year anniversary of doing those shows. Ooh, I just got unable to connect. Am I still broadcasting? I'm still broadcasting.
Okay, well, Radio Bugbear doesn't want to give us anything. Got a long ways to go.
There we go.
There we go.
Poncho says, dear Mr. Skullhead, you regularly mention an MC Frontalot during these shows. Who is that? MC Frontalot is the original nerdcore rapper. He is the man who coined the term nerdcore. And he does nerdy rap about stuff like old text adventure games, and he's awesome. Visit him at frontalot.com, why don't you?
Thank you. What else we got here?
Duff Killigan says, how did Mr. and Mrs. Skullhead meet? That's a really long story.
On the internet.
Yeah. I met her because my asshole roommate managed to convince her briefly that he wasn't an asshole. Is that good enough?
That's good enough. And I came to meet this asshole who was living with Mr. Skullhead as roommates, and I ended up falling in love with Mr. Skullhead, much to his roommate's chagrin. So
fortunately, he was so much of an asshole that she didn't notice how much of an asshole I am.
No, you're just my kind of asshole.
I see.
It's a good one. Yeah, somebody created that account. Which? Like, a couple weeks at house, everyone watches me. I'm so cool. Watch me tonight.
I'm sorry, but everything that I've seen from House that's not part of the commercial for House sucks. And it's just not very fun.
I hear stuff going on in the background.
Fineldar says, what are your favorite player names to say? In weird voices or just in how the name is. I like Ponjos, Lusty Pirate Winch, and Pootie. I like Zelania.
Zelania. And there's somebody that you always pronounce in a weird way, and I was trying to remember who it was.
It was Hogulass.
No, but there's somebody.
Glad Sheepshank.
There's somebody that you actually pronounce. Never mind. This is going to take forever. Fuck it.
Why is Firefox going so goddamn slow?
Yeah, why don't you just focus on the show, okay?
And what show?
For those of you who... this isn't a webcam broadcast, you just missed the fantastic...
The look of
the
death.
The look of death that I gave Mr. Scott.
I think Firefox is about to crash.
Well, then stop fucking with that other window.
It's just Kingdom.
No, stop playing that game. Nobody plays that game.
Jay Random Adventurer says, is there some JavaScript that can detect a window close and run the logout script to avoid the 60-second delay in most cases? I don't think that it could do that because it would have to run it before you close the window, right?
I know, right?
Yeah. So maybe someone should write a Grease Monkey script, though, that when it gives you the minute to log back in, it does a countdown.
Or it does, like, a 60-minute Tetris game at, like, really high speeds, and you have to try and... So, you know, you get something to pass the time, because apparently that's what people are having difficulty with, is passing the time between logging in and out and in.
And out and in.
In and out. In and out. In and out.
So, yeah, we're definitely going with Lenore and Iceback on Thursday to see Frontalot.
Do I get to make out with Lenore?
Yeah, and okay. We're going to drink beforehand.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dr. Motive says he's indifferent to butter popcorn jelly beans. I don't believe you. I have never met anyone who was neither delighted or chagrined to encounter
and,
one.
And you still haven't met him, so it's okay.
Yeah. quit hitting on my wife, Fineldar. I'll take you out.
He's a big guy. My husband.
I don't know how big
Fineldar is.
Maybe I shouldn't say anything. so I guess this is now making fun of any musical instruments. Jimbo Pasta Master says, do you guys play any non-musical instruments?
Oh, yeah. I play the, never mind.
I play the Jew's harp. Is it a Jew's harp or a juice harp?
Meat flute.
Stephen McTally says, will the Pangalactic Gargle Blaster ever be brought to the kingdom? Probably not.
Nope. Because I think then we might get in trouble, because I think they're just looking for ways to, the people who own the book now, the rights to it.
Enter the Wumpus says, hey, so I assume you haven't found a copy of News Colony of the Dead. No, I have not. Would you like me to mail you a copy? Yes, I would.
Send it to...
Oh, God, yes, I would.
Send it to, send to our P.O. box, yeah. Wherever that address is. Linnea!
P.O. Box 41774. Mesa, Arizona. 85274.
Attention to Big Sexy Bald Man.
What if some other Big Sexy Bald Man comes in?
Or what if, so, you know, Riff shaves his head and he's a little sexy bald man?
No, I'm a large absent-minded spirit. By the way, Slania, somebody's friend is going to be K-mailing you or G-mailing you about an order that they've been missing since
December.
They've sent you snail mail and have got no response.
Oh, I just got the snail mail, like, yesterday. Dear God.
Oh. She did get the snail mail, like, yesterday from that guy.
But from that guy.
If it took that long... Yeah. If it took 4 months for your snail mail to get here...
There was another guy who sent back an order saying, your site is ambiguous. Six stickers doesn't mean a set of six different stickers. I should have gotten six of the same one, even though there was no place for me to put that I wanted the same one.
Are there quantity boxes in there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then that guy's not very smart.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We still love him. Moth. Poor Moth. So apparently Moth was coming down some stairs, and he was wearing slippers, and he hadn't considered the fact that the word slipper is derived from slip, and he slipped, and he landed on the railing to the stairwell, which was apparently a razor-sharp fragment of metal that just sliced him in the ass.
Ouch.
I have never been sliced in the ass, and I hope I never am.
I mean, I've done some pretty crazy things, like... breaking my hymen on a railing because I was sliding down the railing and didn't realize it plateaued at the end. Zelenia also has a fantastic story of catching her eyelid on a pool ladder, which is, you know, just proves how fantastic she is. You know, the magnificence of being able to do something like that. Crazy Eagle 893 asks, have either of you played World of Warcraft? Most of the office is dedicated... Zeno and Riff and Jick, but the rest of us have managed to avoid the demon known as World of Warcraft.
Yeah. I enjoy my just fucking around on the internet time too much, and there's a finite amount of time that I get in a day, so I don't want to add anything in. Although I did download Second Life and try to play it.
Oh, that thing.
But it turns out my video drivers aren't updated enough to play it.
You need to quit... clicking on links because it keeps breaking Firefox.
But Firefox is not supposed to not be able to run with two windows.
I know, but
and
obviously something
open.
Is wrong. But quick, you saw last time what happened when you clicked on the link.
Don't.
Welcome to marital discourse on the Mr. and Mrs. Skullhead show.
Don't be my wife and stuff. He sent me a link and I had to open it.
Except that it broke Radio Bugbear.
Yeah, God, something is wrong with my computer. So earlier I was using Firefox. And I kept getting Internet Explorer pop-up ads. Like, just random Internet Explorer windows with ads in them would pop up. And I was like, dude, I have no idea what the hell is wrong. And I think I need to reboot. Oh, finally, I got it back.
Okay, so just don't click on anything anymore.
Okay, except I'm going to look at this.
No, don't.
The Penny Arcade rant about Super Mario that people had been talking about goes as follows. Hello, reader. Mario Party is bullshit. And if you like it, then you like stupid bullshit. Sometimes you collect a bunch of coins, but you find later that they were anti-coins, which can only be traded for Negastars. That's not true.
No.
Then some fucker takes your star because it's raining and you didn't have the rain boots or some fucking crap. Or maybe you got all the coins and then a bomb falls on you for no good goddamn reason. And then at the end they just start giving out stars to assholes who don't deserve them. You landed on the most blue spaces? Star! Do you have a favorite color? Star! You have the least number of stars? That's worth a star. Is it fucking really? I love Mario Party. Marky Smith says, hooray for XKCD. Yes, XKCD is awesome. Did I show you the Snopes one that
yes.
you did?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was like, I heard that the what Snopes people are actually working for the enemy. Oh, that's something.
Oh.
Yeah, we're almost out of it.
It's just in my ear.
Da, 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 da. Slovak says, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Skullhead. A throwaway idea for the familiar breeding. The vast majority of familiar pairs can only produce the crime against humanity.
That would have been a great April Fool's Day joke. Yeah. Could just show up like, now you can breed your familiars, and then just have it all. Have everybody try every possible combination until they were like, fuck you! So.
I figure we've got the kind of breeding thing down because we did the, We had the mushroom plots.
You need to stop clicking on links.
I can't. Every time I click, I have to click.
Honey, do we need to go? You have a problem.
I've been conditioned.
Okay, stop it.
Just when I see a link,
give me the
I
mouse.
Can click on it and it'll open in a different tab.
Give
Don't
me
you be touching
the mouse.
My computer.
I know, just give me the mouse.
LSK says, I recently listened to all the They Might Be Giants albums, Sans, Mink, Carr, and non-main albums back-to-back. My favorites are The Spine and Apollo 18. What are yours? Probably The Spine and John Henry. But The Spine is just really goddamn good. Dante5454 says, have you seen the movie 28 Weeks Later? It's coming out soon. Is it about zombies? Maybe. Is it related to KOL? Most definitely not. No, it's the sequel, believe it or not, to 28 Days Later.
But wasn't there a... 28 Days...
In the Valley?
No, 28 Days was a Sandra Bullock movie about
right.
going into rehab.
Right, but 28 Days Later was the zombie movie that you've seen and I haven't. And the sequel to it is 28 Weeks.
Zombie later. Sex.
I've listened to people have sex to 28 Days, which...
Who will remain nameless.
Yeah, we're not going to even talk about that, but I've never seen it. Melee Loaf says a great thing to do for 60 seconds is to talk to someone. Let's not go crazy.
Hey, they can... Maylove can still play KOL at school. You know, congrats... You know, happy day to your school who hasn't banned KOL
right.
yet.
Stephen McTally says, Magic 8 Balls have 20 sides and gives me a link, which I'm not going to click.
Yeah, look at...
Because
so
my Firefox is fucking broken.
I'm so
and it
proud
makes
of
me
you,
angry.
Honey. I'm so proud. Your pound Eve. No, he can't have that because it's his little sister's name.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird.
Yeah. Please do not forget to upload the show.
I'm
also,
sure that
don't
Jake
download
will.
The song.
Yeah, Jake is in the office, and I'm sure he will.
The rule of thumb was originally a man cannot beat his wife with a stick larger than his thumb.
Dude, we debunked that last week. Discworldian says, interestingly enough, it's the rule of fist in Dutch. Makes for great innuendo. Wow, I'll bet.
No, so cool. LSK, there will never be a sober pill, even if it's non-tradable. Never. Duff Killer wants to know, so why didn't the Pickle Factory appear on April Fool's Day?
It did. Did you miss it? It appeared, and everyone could get in there, regardless of their stats.
Yeah. Actually, I was hoping you would do your little thing.
Nah.
Did you always say, no,
that's
say
what
it.
They were
say
expecting.
It. Say it, please.
They were thinking I was going to say, none may know the hour of its coming and going.
God, that gets me hot.
Lilac says, happy almost birthday, Mrs. Skull.
Fineldor wants to join Sparkle Motion and,
no.
sorry.
New.
No. Thank you, Lilac. You're my favorite. Cow Jandy! Sorry. More about Couch Andy later.
Basadilla says, that's a cool name. I think I that may be one of the names that I enjoy saying. Basadilla.
Basadilla.
I really like it when you get to pick the music, Scully. You play real music instead of fucking my humps five fucking times. The
what?
Last show that Jick did, he got the Alanis Morissette cover of My Humps, and he played it as all of the music for the show, so intro, break, and outro. Beautiful. Killigan says, I have a very bad sinus infection. Can you two do anything to make me feel better? Dude, I fucking feel you.
Yeah.
Just, all I can say is, I've lived with sinus infections for way too long. Every time I've gotten them, go to a clinic or a doctor or an urgent care or something and get some penicillin or across the border.
Mighty Bjorn got this number 688 because it got changed.
Mighty Bjorn neither disappeared nor got deleted. He was number 13 and Skullhead was number 688, and I had Jake change them. So he's still there.
Yes, Jake is God.
But Siri points out the Crimbo ukulele doesn't have any attack texts, which it should.
So we'll fix that. Thank you. Buddy Mary's.
Moreland says, I sent in a bug report last week. So far, no progress. Send me a bug report. I'll see what I can do.
Tiki Riki Kato?
Kato.
Is that...
That's Riki Kiki Taco.
Okay.
Under a multi.
Okay. Ha!
She says, mine got sent to the wrong post office because my address was stupid. I've had trouble with Mr. A's, but Sly was always happy to help. Yeah, I mean...
She's not scary. She's actually quite sexy.
If you send her a message, it's not like she takes it and just ignores it. Or takes it and, you know, wipes her ass with it and throws it away. In the case of...
Actually, she does a little sexy dance with it, and then...
But, I mean, emails can go by the wayside. They can be stopped by your spam filter and whatnot, and as can K-mails. Well, K-mails can't, but and snail mail, I mean, yes, there are going to be problems. Yeah. Never mind. Boo-Boo says, I hate movie theater popcorn. I ate some of the movie theater and got sick. I love movie theater popcorn.
I go to movies simply so I can
eat
a pretzel.
It every day.
Pretzel with cheese.
Although the popcorn at Grindhouse was weird. It was soaked in butter that the bottom of the bag was just like spongy bits of, yeah.
At least this time I didn't leave with, like, have popcorn all over my lap.
Yeah. Well, who spilled popcorn all over you?
That little gnome.
Oh, that guy. Discworldian says, I waited for 60 seconds to log in and then my meat cart was stolen by Nicolas Cage.
Damn,
I'm sorry,
it.
But the management is not responsible for any theft by Nicolas Cage.
Over.
Or any death by Nicolas Cage.
I'm going to scroll up to the random middle of...
Because the only Nicolas Cage movie that you should watch is Adaptation.
Which is very good, and he's not...
It just... Totally... My... My Firefox is so bjorked.
Look at it. Look at that. Look at the weird shit it's doing.
Sitting and doing...
You know, but this is real interesting. I wish you guys could see this.
Yeah, if I could only share it with you.
Yeah, I thought... Ooh,
and buy you a rainbow...
Just click right here.
I almost clicked that link right here.
Don't fucking click the link.
I can't scroll either.
No, we should.
What? It's time to hand off.
We should start a support group, though, for those who have addiction to clicking links.
Well, it's such a condition.
Now the microphone went up my nose. Oh, Jesus.
Why did you hit the microphone
up
your nose?
I just tilted my head down and it went up my nose. All
right, so this is Riveting Radio, and we're going to get out of here. We're going to put I Speculum on because he's better at this shit than we are.
And I'll see you later, Dave Speck.
Yes, and I will see y'all tomorrow on the microphone. And we'll have another Mr. and Mrs. Scullhead show in a couple weeks or so. Love you all.
I love you.
And I love my wife more.
I love you. I love you.
Aren't we so cute? Good night, everybody.
There's a girl with a crown and a scepter who's on WLSD. And she says that the scene isn't what it's been, and she's thinking of going home. That it's old and it's totally over now, and it's old and it's over now, and it's over, it's over, it's over. Now I can see myself at the end of the tour when the world disappears. If there's any more people around when the tour burns the ground, and if you're still around, then we'll meet at the end of the tour. The engagements are booked through the end of the world, so we'll meet at the end of the tour. Yeah. driving themselves to distraction inside me. Then came a knock on the door, which was odd, and the picture abruptly changed at the end of the tour. When the road disappears, if there's any more people to rent, when the tour runs aground, and if you're still around, and you meet was the vehicle, these were the people, you opened the door and expelled all the people.